Welcome to AM Best Audio.
New research warns that insurers should brace for a potential surge in disruptive protests and riots in 2026 as political polarization, strained public finances, and the amplifying power of social media coverage. Let's do that again. You wouldn't know English is my first language. New research warns that insurers should brace for a potential surge in disruptive protests and riots in 2026 as political polarization, strained public finances, and the amplifying power of social media converge to heighten civil commotion risk worldwide. According to Verus Maplecroft's latest Civil Unrest Index, protest activity has grown significantly over the past 2 years, with commercial property increasingly targeted, causing hundreds of millions of dollars in damages and business interruption. Seven of the world's largest economies rank among the highest risk countries, including five in Europe. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Torbjørn Saltvedt, Associate Director of Political Violence at Verisk Maplecroft. Torbjørn, so glad you could join us today.
Thanks for the invitation, and great to be here.
So, Torbjørn, why don't we just start things off with what are the key findings of your research on this topic?
Sure. I mean, I think the first point, you know, in terms of a bit of broader context is that, you know, over the last 5 years or so, we've seen that damaging protests and riots are happening more often around the world. That's been a pretty clear trend for at least the 5 years. So we're seeing that protests and riots that can cause, you know, hundreds of millions or even billions of dollars in insured losses are just starting to happen more frequently. And we had five, you know, big loss events in pretty quick succession between 2019 and 2025 with a combined $10 billion in insured losses. And that kind of clustering of high impact loss events is not something that we've seen in recent decades. So all of that has really set a new baseline for civil unrest. And then a more recent trend that we're seeing very clearly in our data, as you said, is that commercial property is now being targeted more regularly during protests. And we see, you know, pretty clear year-on-year increases over the last 3 years. And then when we look ahead to next year, to 2026, we do expect 2026 to be more disruptive than 2025. That's based on a few things, you know, partially based on the outlook from our civil unrest index, but also, you know, the external global environment where we're seeing things like rising debt, we're seeing sharper political divisions. There's obviously a lot more that goes into this, but, you know, these are just some of the factors that point towards a global environment that's more conducive to civil unrest.
In light of all that, how should insurers adjust their risk models and accumulation management strategies in light of the study's findings that protest size and frequency is rising in 2026?
I think the short answer to that is that, you know, civil unrest risk, SRCC, is something that really needs to be treated with the same rigor as natural catastrophes. You know, we're seeing that in some countries and in some regions around the world, that losses from SRCC are, you know, are starting to rival those from natural catastrophes. And so that context that I talked about in terms of this rise in damaging high-impact SRCC events, you know, that's exactly why, you know, we've developed new tools for underwriters and for modelers. So, you know, a couple of examples of that would be our global SRCC predictive scores, which we launched in 2023, and then more recently, our SRCC catastrophe model for the US, which launched this year. So the aim is really to kind of to provide not just underwriters, but also modelers and exposure analysts with more rigorous tools for understanding and anticipating SRCC risk. And in terms of the approach, you know, the way we approach it is very much to combine quantitative and qualitative analysis. So it's a combination of using you know, new methods for understanding the underlying civil unrest hazard alongside, you know, expert insights that can look to potential flashpoints in the calendar that could spark unrest in a given location. But it's really all about understanding what is driving SRCC risk in specific countries and also what the risk is at the local level, factoring in where commercial value is concentrated, where people are is concentrated, bringing all of these elements to get it together to gain a more thorough understanding of civil unrest and SRCC risk.
Now, given that commercial property is increasingly targeted during protests, what types of policy wording, pricing adjustments, or coverage innovations might be needed to keep pace with evolving civil unrest exposures?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that's certainly a challenge as we see this increase in risk. And as I said, this is a pretty well-established trend now. For the last 3 years, we've seen year-on-year increases in terms of where we see protests where commercial property is targeted. And we've seen more than doubling of these types of protests since 2022. It's a fast-moving environment, which, as you correctly mentioned, poses certain challenges for underwriters. Another challenge is that, this isn't a trend that's confined to just emerging markets. We're seeing it globally. If you look at where we've seen the biggest increase in these types of protest events over the last year or so, it's been in Kenya. But if you look down the list of the 10 countries around the world that have seen the biggest increase in these types of protests over the last 10 years, it's a real mix of different types of countries, both in terms of where they're located and in terms of economic profile. So in terms of this trend, we're seeing it very much in countries like Germany and Spain, but also emerging economies like India and Mexico. And we're also seeing it in smaller emerging markets, typical natural resource exporters like DRC, Mozambique, and Peru. So again, protests where commercial property is targeted is something that can cause hundreds of millions or billions of dollars in damage. There's a lot at stake. And as I said, these types of events are happening much more quickly, especially events when there's, vandalism and fire. Damage can rack up very quickly. Nepal being a good example of that this year, where we saw luxury hotel chains being targeted by protesters.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Now, Europe is highlighted as the worst performing region on the civil unrest index due to economic pressures and political polarization. How can insurers operating in Europe better distinguish between short-term flashpoints and longer-term structural unrest risks?
Yeah, so for Europe specifically, we're seeing that this is one of the regions where we're seeing, a couple of worrying trends. We're seeing that protests on average are increasing in size across the continent. We're also seeing very clearly that trend that we were talking about where commercial property is being targeted more often. And I think in terms of Europe and understanding, the individual risks across Europe, it's a complex task. You have to look at the individual situation in each of the countries in Europe. Again, the starting point is really understanding the underlying civil unrest hazard in each country, using data, using forward-looking indicators that can be predictive of civil unrest risk. But you also need the qualitative input. And what we see in Europe is that, we're seeing a very difficult economic environment. We're seeing that there's increased pressure on public finances through increased demands on defense spending, for example. We're seeing global trade volatility. There's concerns over Europe's competitiveness in the global economy. All of this is really straining government finances in Europe. So what we're seeing in Europe is that, for a lot of European states, there is the potential for mounting economic pressure to increase things like poverty, unemployment, and social inequality. And we know that all of these issues are drivers of civil unrest risk. So we see a lot of countries in Europe facing this dilemma of tackling a growing fiscal crisis without stoking social unrest. Perhaps one of the countries that where this dilemma is the starkest is in France. We saw this year some huge protest events against government proposals to cut back public spending. We've seen four prime ministers in less than a year. Serbia, another country in Europe that has seen some large-scale protests this year. But yeah, ultimately, it boils down to understanding what the underlying hazard is in each of these countries and each city across Europe where we're seeing elevated civil unrest risk.
Now, the study notes a major surge in protest size in the U.S. with polarization deepening. So, Torbjörn, what indicators should insurers be monitoring most closely to anticipate when peaceful demonstrations have the potential to escalate into damaging unrest?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, I think we have to remember that most protests are peaceful. About 90% or so of protests globally and are peaceful. Then you have about 10% of those that kind of escalate into violence. Typically, that's between protesters and security forces, or it can be between different groups of protesters. And when you look at the portion of unrest where there's direct damage to property through things like looting and vandalism, that's less than 1% of all protests. And for the U.S. specifically, one of the reasons why the U.S. is very high risk on our civil unrest index is some of these underlying drivers of risk. And we can see that reflected in just bigger protest crowds. And if we look over the last 12 months, we've seen a huge surge in the number of average protests in the U.S. from about 170,000 or so people during most of 2024. That has increased to about 700,000 or so during most of 2025. And I think what we see, specifically for the U.S. At the moment, and this is a something that's mirrored in Europe as well, we're seeing, high levels of political division. We're seeing higher levels of polarization. We're seeing rising protest activity. So the combination of all of this, more people taking to the streets, is something that increases the risk of more damaging protests and peaceful protests, turning into more violent incidents. And something that we're seeing around the world is that the conduct of security forces can be an important thing to monitor. If we look at the unrest in LA earlier this year, the 1992 LA riots, and also the countrywide unrest back in 2020, all of those incidents were related to the conduct of law enforcement in different ways. So that is an important indicator to monitor for all countries, not just the U.S.
Torbjörn, what do you think of about the role of social media as a risk driver for civil unrest?
Yeah, so social media is something that we mostly see it as an amplifier as opposed to an underlying driver. So, our analytics team, when they developed our SRCC predictive scores, they looked at different potential drivers of SRCC risk and to try and find out which were mostly correlated with damaging civil unrest events. And broadly speaking, you can break those down into kind of socioeconomic factors. You have more kind of dynamic economic trends, things like inflation and so on. The type of governance in the country can influence the severity of civil unrest. Whereas with social media, and it's what we've seen, obviously, is that it continues to grow around the world. And I think it's absolutely the case that in terms of the potential for social media to take local events and turn them into national, countrywide, major SRCC events, that potential is probably greater than it ever has been. So social media plays a part, but it's something that can amplify an underlying risk of SRCC in a country as opposed to an underlying risk driver.
Interesting. Torbjörn, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
That was Torbjörn Saltvedt, Associate Director of Political Violence at Verisk Maplecroft. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.